Good afternoon, everybody. I am off site, but we're carrying on with our stories. This is True Crime Storytime with Lavera Nache. This channel is designed to bring information to the community about crimes that have happened in order to bring information, encouragement, enlightenment, and also courage and, you know, everything. To update you on different crime stories, to share our own experiences. So we're gonna continue with the person with the name Junko Faruda. Now, I have children, and this story is pretty disturbing to me. Very, very, very disturbing. So again, it's Junko Faruda. Faruda was 17 years old. She was a Chinese girl or Japanese girl whose case became known as the Concrete Encased High School Girl Murder Case. Faruda was kidnapped by four teenage boys, and aside from the brutality of the assaults against her, the most disturbing thing that you should know about this story is that she was held at one of the kidnappers' houses. And his parents were present the entire time, knew what was going on, and did nothing to stop it. Now, how disturbing is that? Also, extremely disturbing is that Faruda was turning 17 while she was in captivity and enduring these horrors. There's something else that's very, very tremendous and upsetting about that. But according to Wikipedia, this is what was said. To avoid concern over her abduction, the perpetrators forced Faruda to call her parents and tell them that she would be staying at a friend's house for a while. Over the course of her confinement, Faruda was repeatedly raped, beaten, tortured by her four captors until they killed her. The parents of Kamasaku were present in the home for at least a part of the time that Faruda was there, or held captive. And though she pleaded with them for help, they did nothing to intervene, later claiming that they feared their son too much to do so. The killers hid her corpse in a 208-liter oil drum filled with concrete. They disposed of the drum in a tract of reclaimed land in Kodo, Tokyo. Okay, that's very disturbing, guys. We have more stories, but the parents were present and was afraid of the son. So they had already spun out of control, and this poor dear in a concrete-filled drum. Very unfortunate. Well, guys, tell me if you can what you think. This is Lavera Nache with True Crime Storytime. We'll be back.